save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to 12/26/2023 edition of the Sports Ethos NBA Today DFS podcast. I'm your host today, Kenny Taylor, doing it solo on a Christmas night. But hopefully, even though I'm solo tonight and don't have my friend from Toronto with me, I might be able to help you win some of this money. Since tonight, I was able to convert 15 into 1,000 thanks to DraftKings. So hopefully my insight gonna carry over on to tomorrow, 9-game slate, and I can help you win some money. Starting off, we're gonna be looking at the point guard position. For my spend up, I had a few options, but I talked myself into De'Aaron Fox against the matchup in Portland for a 9-5. I wanted somebody consistent in this price range. I wasn't looking for too much upside, since your upside could be figured out in a couple of other games on this slate. So when it comes to De'Aaron Fox, especially in this matchup, I do feel like this is going to be a potential 2, maybe 3 stocks for him. If he can find his 3-point shot against Portland, should he get you an extra 4 3-pointers? Then if he can get to the line, should get you about 8-9 free throw attempts in this game. So you're looking at about a 30-plus point night, potentially 8 assists, might get you a couple rebounds, then 2 steals, might give you a turnover or 2. Feel like that's going to be a efficient night, especially at the 9-5 price range, where a couple of the other spins up are in the 10K range that a lot of people will be going to on this slate. Going mid-tier, I'm strictly just attaching matchup here. I've been doing pretty well using point guards against Detroit while they're on this 82-game losing streak. Well, I think it's only 25, 26 at this point, but hey, streak is going to go well into next year. So I'm actually going to spend 6-9 on Spencer Dinwiddie to get him in a potential double-double spot on a 90-game slate. I know they just played maybe a day or two ago against Detroit, and I think he only gave you like about 25, 28 minutes. But in that time on the floor, he was able to get you about 15 points, 7 assists, a couple stocks. So running him back for 6-9 on a slate where I feel like his ownership will be a little bit on the lower end, I feel like that would be a nice possibility to get an upside of a 40-point DraftKings night. And if this game somehow stays competitive, you're looking at a potential 40-minute spot for Spencer Dinwiddie against the Detroit Pistons. Definitely going to have some interest in that. Going a little bit I guess you could say this is that GPP play I'll always be having in mind. Going to have a shot or two in. This one, I'm not quite sure. I'm looking at Nick Smith Jr. at his 4-3 price tag, and his minutes been anywhere from almost 30 to only 5. But while he was on the floor, his three-point shot was pretty prevalent in a few of these games. I think the last game I watched was Denver, when Charlie played Denver. I want to say he connected on about 4 or 5 three-pointers. Then it gets you too many rebounds. Don't really play make, get others involved. More of a look for his own shot type of play at the moment. But at 4-3, 9-game slate, going up against my Clippers, I'll take a fly on him. Could see a potential 15-point spot out of him. Could see him getting 3 or 4 3-pointers on my Clippers. So for my cheapy play, I will go that route. For my spend up at the 2-guard position, I'm going to run it back in my Spencer Dinwiddie builds that I'm running. I'm going to have Cade Cunningham in there at 8-3. Again, they played recently. Cade did not have one of his greatest games, but a week before, I want to say it was the Atlanta game, Cade looked like a number one pick. Almost put up a 40-point double-double, got you a couple rebounds, couple stocks in there as well. I know that Brooklyn is not Atlanta, so I know points don't come that easily, but I do feel like he should do better than the 22-6 line he put up a couple days ago against them. And I'm looking at more of an upside of 45, 50 DraftKings points. If you think this game will stay in the 6.5 spread that they have in this game right now. Going a little bit cheaper at the 2-guard position. Going back to this Charlotte-Los Angeles game, and going to go with one of my Clippers who didn't really perform too well in this Boston matchup a couple days ago. Well, hardly no Clipper did. But Norman Powell at 5-6. I really do feel like this is a great spot for him. Should get you about 30 minutes. Should give you anywhere from 12 to 15 shot attempts. What about 5 of those shot attempts being 3-pointers? Like always, you don't really get any other stats outside of actual points with Norman Powell. So I typically will only play him if I feel like he's in a situation where he could generate close to 20 actual points. And playing against Charlotte with an array of players being in and out the lineup, I really do feel like this is a solid spot to chalk him in for 20 points. And if you see any props for him, typically his points are going to be around the 16.5 or up range, maybe a little bit higher if Kawhi is not playing. Feel like he should be playing. I will definitely put the over on him up to 18.5. Outside of that, it was really hard for me to find a real GPP play, but at 3-5, this player recently returned, and I'm sorry I'm going back to this Charlotte Clippers game, but I'm got to say Cody Martin. First game back against Denver, he almost had a 20-minute spot. I know he didn't do much while he was on the floor, but I feel like, hey, if you know he's get 20 minutes in his first game, he should have a solid role in this rotation. Coach really want to play him a little bit. And he's healthy again. So if you want a flyer for 3-5, he could get you a little AO Dosunmu night and only give you 0 fantasy points, 0 stats in a 30-minute spot. But I do feel like at 3-5, you can't really hurt yourself with a potential upside of 20, 25 points on a low-owned Cody Martin in this shooting guard position. Going to the small forwards, I wanted to spend up on this position, but I just couldn't really get there in any of my lineups. And the highest spend up I got was actually Brandon Ingram at AK against Memphis. I know this talk of the game last time where New Orleans played Memphis was a return of Ja. But in all honesty, even though they didn't get the win, Brandon Ingram had one of his best performances of the season. I do feel like a lot of players will try to run it back, see if they can strike lightning twice in this position. And his ownership should be a little bit high, so I would only use him more of a cash game play. Typically, I don't really like doing cash games in DK, but in this scenario, I feel like this is your solid lock in cash for the small forward position. Going for my mid-tier pick, I'm going to go in the upper range of the mid-tier. I'm only going about 900 less than my spend up, and that's Jabari Smith Jr. against Indiana. I really love this matchup that he's going to have, and I do feel like this is a potential double-double spot for him. I don't think he's going to replicate what he did against Atlanta and have, 36 and 16 night. It was a ridiculous stat line he put up against Atlanta. Got close to 60 fantasy points. I don't think this is going to happen at this 7-1 spot, but I do feel like this is a safe double-double. Should get you about 16 to 10, and he always have a chance to give you some stocks as well. Only problem that you might face is his shot may not fall. If I remember correctly, in the Atlanta game, he hit 5 of 6 three-pointers. I really don't see that happening against Indiana. Despite the points they give up, they do actually defend the three ball pretty well. Well, or team just choosing to shoot three ball on him. But he should be able to get a couple looks inside, a couple offensive rebounds, and that should put him in a nice little 35, 45 DraftKings points night at 7-1. Going cheap, I'm going to go back to this Memphis-New Orleans game, and I'm going to go with a little 4,000 price tag, go on the opposite side. I know my spend up with Brandon Ingram, but my GPP play is Zaire Williams. He's been somebody who's been getting consistent minutes throughout December, really, in Memphis lineup. And even though he did not have a great game against New Orleans, I want to say he basically did nothing in 20 minutes. The game before, the game after, when they played Indiana, he actually had a nice little stat line. And then the next game they played with Ja against Atlanta, he was actually on the floor a whole lot more than usual. So I feel like Ja likes playing with him, and he fits playing well as a extra player inside that little Bismack, Jackson, Bane, Morant lineup. I feel like he's going to be the little fifth piece in that lineup. So you should get good minutes in a pretty competitive matchup. And if he can hit a couple of his three-pointers, he should be able to get you a couple stocks out of a blocker or steal. You should be able to get 20 DK points out of him on a 9-game slate. Going to the power forward position, I'm going to go with somebody I don't really like running with, since I really don't know if they're just trying to trade this dude, if they're trying to save. Like, I don't know what they're doing with this dude. You never know what you get out of him. But they're playing against San Antonio, so I'm like, hey, if there's any spot he could get you a upside game of 60 points, this is it. So for 8-6, I'm going to run with Lauri Markkanen against the San Antonio Spurs. Again, I really don't know what they're doing with this team, what direction they're going in, but not the last game he played. Last game, they actually gave him like a 40-minute spot, but when they played Sacramento, I want to say it was maybe 2 weeks ago. They only ran Market at about 25 minutes. Then the Nets game, they're like, okay, we're wrapping him up to 29 minutes. I know he was coming back from injury, but it just kind of odd how they running him and what they're trying to do with him. But if you feel like he's going to get a 40-minute spot here, I would definitely lock him in, GPP or cash. Going a little bit cheaper, I'm going to go 5-7 with Patrick Williams. Playing against Atlanta, his role and usage have been increasing ever since LaVine been injured. I feel like maybe this is saying something to the Chicago management right there. Hey, maybe we should get rid of this LaVine guy, right? But in all seriousness, Williams has been improving in the month of December, and he actually been looking to score a little bit more than usual as well. I used to always love running his under on points when it came to props, but I've been staying away from that lately. Been staying away from his under points. Surprisingly, his three-pointer for the month of December was his shooting at close to 40% in the month of December for three. Might actually be a little bit higher than 40%. Still don't really get to the line. Still don't really get you a consistent amount of rebounds and assists, but he's looking to score. He plays defense. He's gives you a couple stocks. So for 5-7, you can't really go too much better on this mid-tier route at the small forward, power forward position outside of Patrick Williams. So if you're okay with a 30 fantasy points, 35 fantasy point night out of him on a 9-game slate for 5-7, I would run with him. Again, this is cash or GPP. Then going strictly to my GPP play. This is somebody whose minutes been anywhere from 1 minute to 30 minutes in the month of December. This is more so due to this team don't have no idea what direction they're trying to go to. But it's actually Kevin Knox for 3-9 against Brooklyn. The last time they played, they gave him close to 30 minutes. He didn't have the highest usage in that 30 minutes, but he's been showing he's an improved 3-point shooter. That was a little bit of a flaw on him right when he came out. They thought, you know, he's an athletic player who might never develop a 3-point shot, but his 3-point shot been pretty solid. And I do feel like Cade likes playing with him. So if I'm running a Dinwiddie, Cunningham, I'm going to save some salary running Kevin Knox at the power forward position. Because again, I do feel like Cade like running with Kevin Knox. But again, minutes not the most consistent, so this is strictly just a GPP play. But that's how my forward position looking. Going to the big man, I'm gonna go with another cheap spend up. I know a lot of people will be going the Wemby route, Sabonis route. Even Sengun probably going to have a lot of ownership, but I'm going straight to, I mean, can I say in the month of December, the best player on Minnesota, Rudy Gobert? I know it's kind of hard to think, you know, a year back in December, we'd be talking about Rudy Gobert as a great pickup in DFS, but for 7-9 and a player who has a potential of getting you a 20 and 15 night, maybe more of a 15 and 15 night, I really will take my chance on him, especially if Cat is out again. Even if Cat's playing, I will still take a chance. I will still take a chance on him as my spend up. Definitely run him in my GPPs, could run him in cash, should have less than the 5% ownership due to the matchup that they're playing against. But I really do feel like he will have a nice double-double in this matchup. The real question is, how much stocks is he going to get? I really don't know. I don't see him getting a crazy amount of stocks this game. So I am kind of limiting him to about a 35, 40 fantasy point night. But if he can generate a couple stocks, he can easily get up to a 50 point DraftKings night in this spot. Going a little bit cheaper, I'm going back to the San Antonio matchup, and I'm going to spend 6-2 on Walker Kessler. I probably won't be combining him in lineups that I have Markkanen in. I mean, you could. Personally, I won't. I want to save a little bit more money if I'm running Markkanen, since I'm going to have a couple more spend ups in there. But at 6-2, this is your cash play. This is the GPP play. Walker Kessler at 6-2 should be able to generate you close to 30 fantasy points in this matchup. Again, a lot of people won't be on here, so you should get them at less than 5% ownership on the 9-game slate. But this is a potential double-double spot against the San Antonio Spurs. So I will have a couple lines with them, both cash and GPP. Then going for my cheapy ass center, I think this is probably the third time I'm attacking him. You never know what type of minutes he would get, but I'm going back to this Memphis-New Orleans game. But Jeremiah Robinson has been back in the rotation and actually been getting pretty good minutes. 20 minutes against Cleveland, 22 minutes against Houston. And while he don't do much, he does just enough where it's like, hey, man, he might give me a couple stocks. I might be able to get myself a lock and a steal from him. Might be able to get a couple rebounds from him. Might be able to get an offensive rebound plus an assist from him. Might be able to get an offensive rebound and put back. He does just a little bit just so he could generate a good amount of fantasy points in his production. Like, he might get you a fantasy point per minute or 0.75 fantasy points per minute. So if you're looking for a cheapie at 3-3, I really don't think you could go too much. You can't go that much better than Jeremiah in this position. Again, his minutes only been consistent in the last two games. Before that, he wasn't even getting up off the bench. But that's really about it. That's all I have on this 9-game slate. Hopefully this will help you win some money. Again, today was good for me. Hopefully tomorrow is good for all of us, right? So if you want to follow me, talk some hoops, NBA, EuroLeague, women college basketball, follow me on Twitter or at whatever you like to call it, at OrangeDFS. Outside of that, let's get some money. Let's take down this slate. Happy holidays and good night.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.